Dr. David Perreault joins us now. He is the author of the book, Seize the Daylight, the Curious and Contentious Story of Daylight Saving Time. I was reading, Doctor, that it takes most people a week or two to really adjust to the time change. As you know from our discussions here, I take a few months. What's wrong with me, Dr. Perreault?
Well, it takes people a different amount of time, but if you went from Chicago to New York, how long would it take you to adjust for the time there? I mean, it's basically the same exact question. It's a one-hour difference. Mm-hmm. And lots of people, as you know, go from Chicago to New York every day, and they adjust. A lot of times they go to, they work that day, and they have meetings and stuff. Then they come back home a few days later, and they adjust the other way. So people adjust all the time. It's a matter of just trying to get used to it.
They say you should maximize morning light exposure, stay active, especially in daylight. What other tips do you give to people who are having difficulties?
Main thing I tell people, if you're going to a different time zone, you should, and which is essentially what you're doing. As I said, you're going to 1 hour eastern time zone to where you are. You should try to assume you're in that time zone earlier, and maybe if I know I'm going to be in a different time zone tomorrow, maybe tonight I wouldn't stay up too late, or I try to get up early the next morning, or maybe a day or two before I'd start to go to sleep a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the thing you would do if you were switching time zone. Of course, lots of people switch more than one time zone. They go to Europe or somewhere else where there's many, many hour difference. But the 1 hour difference people do all the time, and don't even notice it. Yet when it happens for daylight saving time, for many people it seems to be a big problem. And a lot of it is because they don't prepare.
I've been traveling through Europe, so this morning I'm not sure where I am, let alone what time it is. And
exactly right. Well, that's the thing. But people do that all the time, and they somehow adjust to it. And
yeah, what you're supposed to do is get into the local time as fast as possible when you're doing traveling, right?
Right. So what I say when for daylight saving time is that they should have public service announcements a week or so before the time change and say, you know, the time is going to change on Saturday night, Sunday morning, maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, start to go to sleep a little earlier, and Sunday don't plan too much in the morning, and that's same as what you would do if you were switching time zones. And for most people, that seems to work okay.
Yeah, I was trying to prepare on our flight from Rome to Chicago yesterday. I slept for 10 and a half hours, and it was only a 9-hour flight. The cleanup crew was just working around me to clean up the plane while I was still sleeping. But let me ask you this, Doctor. A lot of people have the SADS, that seasonal affected depression, because it's getting dark out so early. Do you hear from a lot of people who actually use a light box to help them through this?
I haven't heard many people. I mean, I've heard it mentioned, but I haven't heard many people that actually do that. I think if the sun is up early when we switch from daylight saving time to standard time, you get extra morning daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should just get up when the sun is up. It should get you into the new time zone. That's what happens. I mean, the benefit of not having daylight saving time in the winter is you have more light in the morning.
What's going on with this push to stop changing the clocks? It's been put before Congress the last couple of years. Where do we stand on that now?
Well, Congress just last week, someone proposed switching year-round daylight saving time, and they tried to do it by what they call in the Senate a unanimous consent, and all the senators have to approve it, and then they don't have to have committee meetings, and they don't have to go through the whole process if everyone agrees. But one of the senators didn't accept that. And so if they're going to do it, they're going to have to go through the entire legislative process that usually do. And so far, every time they've done it, people found that it sounds good to change until they look at what are the alternatives. If you switch to daylight saving time year-round, you have very dark mornings all winter, and especially in places in the north like Chicago where it gets cold, you're going to have cold, dark mornings. Everybody's going to wake up in the dark and cold, and the sun isn't going to get up to 8:30 or 9 o'clock. In some places in the country, it's going to be 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people are going to go to get up in the dark, get work in the dark, go to send their kids to school in the dark. And so that's why people don't like having daylight saving time in the winter. And that's why we change.
This is not the time change where you hear about more people having heart attacks. That's the spring ahead change, isn't it?
There was a big study done by a Mayo Clinic just last year, and they looked at like 50 million people, data from 50 million people, and they found there really isn't a significant effect of daylight saving time on heart attacks. That's incorrect. There might be a slight effect the first day, but then it balances out by having a little less the second or third day, and it comes out about the same. So that really is not true anymore. This big study seemed to prove that there was no effect of daylight on heart attacks or strokes.
Good to know. And Dr. Perot, any movement on my campaign, what I want enacted by Congress? I think you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Saving time on weekends?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Move the clocks back an hour every weekend so we have a longer weekend all year.
Yes, no, I think there's a lot to be said for it until it gets to be Monday morning.
Yeah, I know. I haven't worked that out yet. Maybe before the next time we chat in the spring, I'll have a solution to that problem. Dr. David Perot, one of our favorite guests, he's the author of Seize the Daylight, The Curious and Contentious Story of Daylight Saving Time. He is the world's foremost authority on the time change, and that's why I have him on my speed dial. Dr. Perot, thank you. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Always a lot of fun. Happy to talk to you.
Have a
and
good one.
Get used to your new time, to your new old time zone that you're in there.
Yeah, don't worry. By the time we talk again next spring, I'll be right with it. It's